A far-right politician in the Netherlands has been acquitted of inciting hatred against Muslims. The leader of the Dutch Freedom Party, Geert Wilders, wrote a newspaper opinion piece comparing the Quran to Adolf Hitler's book Mein Kampf. A court in Amsterdam has found there was a distinction between his insults of Islam and any harm he could have caused its followers. Mr. Wilders says his acquittal is a victory for free speech. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
Geert Wilders' 2008 film Fitna, Arabic for Ordeal, is a 15-minute series of verses from the Quran juxtaposed against news footage of violence and terrorism. It fades to chilling vision from the September 11 terrorist attacks. The film prompted angry demonstrations and official protests around the Muslim world. A court in Amsterdam has paid particular attention to this film and to comments Geert Wilders has made in articles and speeches. The controversial right-wing leader of the Freedom Party has lived under 24-hour police protection since 2004 because of death threats. But the courts found he hasn't crossed the line. The presiding judge cited one of Mr. Wilders' most inflammatory statements: "The core of the problem is the fascist Islam, the Sikh ideology of Allah and Muhammad as laid down in the Islamic Mein Kampf, the Quran." But the judge said criticism of a religion and its followers is not illegal.
U wordt vrijgesproken van al het overige dat aan u is.
Judges found while some of his comments, especially his words about a tsunami of immigrants, had been crude and denigrating, they were legal and a legitimate part of the country's ongoing debate over multiculturalism. The court said calls for violence remain out of bounds, but said Mr. Wilders has never called for violence nor endorsed it. The verdict was greeted with applause from his supporters in the public gallery. Outside court, the 47-year-old said he was incredibly happy with the verdict.
Now, the good news is that it's also legal to be critical about Islam, to speak publicly in a critical way about Islam. This is something that we need because the Islamization of our societies, I believe, is a major problem and is a threat to our freedom. And, well, I'm allowed to say so.
But members of minority groups who initiated the case are disgusted.
Officially, he didn't do anything wrong, but I don't like him. I think he should be guilty of something and then locked away forever, because I really don't like his opinion.
But I think it's not a good decision. I think there is a freedom of speech, but you know, it should not hurt the people of any sort of a background.
But I'm not happy because I'm a Muslim too. He's from the politics and he's in the medium, in the television. He should not create hate.
They can't appeal against the decision because in a curious twist, even the government prosecutor called for an acquittal, saying Mr. Wilders' comments should be part of legitimate debate. His opponents are considering going to the UN Human Rights Committee in Geneva to argue the Dutch state is not doing enough to protect its minorities.
Rachel Brown.